What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Tailgate. This is Tailgate Talks, and we are recording. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday recording for us at Tailgate Talks, a very rare Saturday. But this is kind of the only time we've got as I'm headed out of town this week. And so we're going to get an episode in after a dominating victory for the Texas Tech Red Raiders over Oklahoma State. It's episode 250 for us. Like I said, we've got a dominating victory over Oklahoma State to talk about today, a thriller of a double overtime victory over Arizona State. And since we last spoke to you, we did lose to Arizona in there, but the Red Raiders are winners of 9 out of their last 10. So it's time to talk about all of that. So let's go.
Get your guns up, Red Raider Nation. Let's go.
All right, as mentioned, the Texas Tech Red Raiders have won 9 out of their last 10, currently on a 2-game win streak after a thrilling double overtime victory over Arizona State, a dominating victory over Oklahoma State just this afternoon. Lots of stuff to talk about, but let's just, as we have started every episode, to check in on how we're feeling about this basketball team right now, where it stands before we dive into these games after well, it was a pretty fun performance, one that we really haven't seen a whole lot of here during Big 12 play, which was just a total annihilation of the opponent. How are we feeling today?
Obviously, this last win, Oklahoma State win, makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
You finally got a great stress-free ass whooping on a team you are way, way better at, way better than. But overall, like, you're feeling good and feeling high, even with the loss in there. I mean, it was not a great game. We'll talk a little more on that in a second. And we came back, won a thriller, like you said. And the computers are still ranking you very, very high in the top 10-ish.
Yeah, so KenPom has a 7 right now. So
yeah,
that's pretty
like
good.
You haven't, you've been in top 10 pretty much all year, all conference at least. And, I mean, you're playing that way. And even in these wins, it's showing you're – diversity is really helping in your scoring, and especially at times during some of these games. And so you keep ramping up the defense like you kind of did today against Oklahoma State, and you can go as far as that'll take you, to be honest.
Yeah, today was as complete a performance as we've kind of seen from this basketball team in quite some time. And that's saying that with Darian Williams only scoring like 5 points in this game, like, That's kind of crazy stat to me. But you just look like a team that's playing together right now. Like, everybody's playing for each other. It's a very unselfish basketball team. And you've got a guy in JT Toppin who's playing as well as anybody in the country is playing. He's probably had the best 2-game span of anybody in the country this season. It just the things are kind of falling into place for this team. You took a loss. Sometimes losses can be good in a way to kind of give you a reality check and then kind of get things going again. Like, the double overtime game was an absurd one. We'll get into that a little bit. Oof. But it was just nice to see this complete performance day where the defense was going, the offense was cooking. You made 16 threes, and defensively you just shut them down, holding them to under 60 points. So a lot of good things from this Red Raider team right now. Like I said, winning 9 out of 10 is not something you see a lot of Red Raider basketball teams do. And you're also still, you know, pretty good on the road. You took your first loss on the road against Arizona, but you're still 6-1 overall on the road, which you'll take any year. So really loving what I'm seeing from this team. We can win in a lot of different ways, as we've spoken about on the pod over the season, but really fun to watch this team when they're gelling at their best, as they were today. But before we get into those victories, we do have to dissect the first loss after the Red Raiders won 7 straight. They went on to the rematch with Arizona in Tucson. It was a sold-out crowd in Arizona. It was a tough environment for the Red Raiders, and it proved a little too much for the Red Raiders to handle. The Arizona Wildcats getting the 82-73 victory over you. It's your largest loss of the season. And it's still only by 9 points. All your other losses have been by either 1 point or five. And so this was your largest margin of defeat so far this season. Arizona State really kind of handled you. They dominated you inside. They were the much more physical. Arizona State. Arizona, you could say both offensively. Arizona just dominated you on the inside. Number 13 caused a lot of problems. Both their big guys were able to kind of score at will. They didn't really shoot the ball great, but just kind of out-physicaled you, out-hustled you, made all the right plays to get the victory. What are your thoughts on the 82-73 loss to Arizona a week ago?
Yeah, I thought this was your worst game in a while. I didn't see the UCF game. I was out of town for that one, but maybe your worst one of the conference. And I say that just because you shot the ball terribly.
Yeah.
You didn't play a good game offensively. You had quite a few turnovers in there and let them defensively rattle you a little bit, get you off your spots type deals. And then they played a good game and quite frankly, kicked your ass inside on both ends of the floor and on rebounding on both ends of the floor. And we looked pretty weak.
Yeah,
I would say, but we also kind of know that is our weakness is the interior size type game. They had two big dudes that were very well coached and motivated for this game. The whole team really well coached and motivated for this game, getting some revenge. And so you mix all that together, you know, them being motivated, coached well, using our weakness against us, and then having us shoot bad, all that mixed together, you're going to get whooped a little bit. And the fact that you didn't get blown out in this game was kind of incredible. And you kept somehow keeping it within like a – it was around a six-point game pretty much the whole game. And so the fact that you didn't get blown out was kind of amazing when you were – it looked without the score like you were getting dominated.
Yeah, I think we were like kind of texting our group like, how are we still in this? How are we still –
how are we down two at halftime?
Yeah, there's still opportunities even kind of late in the game where you're just like, all right, they're about to blow it open, and then you kind of get back. You know, you did make 12 threes in this game. That's probably one of the only reasons why you were able to hang around, as you kind of hit some threes that just kind of kept you hanging in there. But ultimately you shot 37% from the field in this game compared to their 51%. That's not really going to get it done. And really, for the first time all conference, you just got dominated on the boards, 42-29. Usually you've been pretty good on the rebounding front. But this game, they just, like I said, they out-physicaled you. They kind of knew what they needed to do to take it to us. And that's really what they focused on. And their bigs really caused problems for you on the defensive side of the ball. So it was a frustrating game. But I kind of expected us to lose this one. You had won seven straight games, and at some point, like, you were going to lose. And Arizona is a really good basketball team, so there's nothing to be ashamed of for this. Like, you're talking about one of the top three teams in the conference. And so this is not a loss to really hang your head at. But at the same time, you're like, man, if you shot the ball a little bit better, if you rebounded a little bit better, you could have seen yourself winning eight straight games. So I think that's where the frustration falls. But ultimately, you take a loss that, you know, and the other reason that hurts is in the Big 12 title race, like a win there versus Arizona really gives you an advantage, but that kind of separates you. Now you fall two games back if Houston and Arizona lost today. So you're tied with them in conference play after they fall to Kansas State and then to Houston, but Houston's got that two-game cushion now. So it kind of seems like they're just going to win the Big 12 conference right now, but who's to say? A lot of still games left to be played. But let's start talking about some Texas Tech victories now, the fun part of this podcast, where the Red Raiders now on a two-game win streak. Let's start with Wednesday night's thriller double overtime win against Arizona State, a 111-106 victory for the Red Raiders. It was a chaotic game. Arizona State shot the ball lights out. They made 13 threes. They were hitting all sorts of ridiculous shots, shots in our defense's face, step back jumpers, off the glass, you name it. It was going in for Arizona State. Felt like they had you dead to rights several times. You were somehow able to figure out a way to claw yourself back over and over and over and ultimately get the job done. It was a wild one on Wednesday night at the USA. Dustin, your thoughts remembering back to a cold night in Lubbock that ultimately got the Red Raiders a victory.
Boy, was that one of the most wild games I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And we've been going to quite a few games for quite a few years now. And that's way, way up there.
It's up there.
And I mean, most of the second half and towards the end, I didn't think we could pull it together enough to finish it. And we just kept extending the game and seeing how much longer Arizona State could keep making these bullshit shots. This is a team that shoots 35% from three in conference play, and they came out and shot 50% today. And we're just lighting it up. First half, they made everything. And then second half, they come out. And you even said it to me, well, surely they can't keep this up. I'm like, usually not, but sometimes they just keep it going. And they did. And they made a bunch of crap shots that went in off the glass, rounded about off the glass and rounded about and went in, like, deep from logos. Like, they were making all kinds of crap in the second half. It was just
annoying.
Annoying and just one of those nights. And like,
yeah,
you somehow scrapped it together. Luckily, they were missing one of their key big men and defensively. And that's what led Toppin to go for a career tight night with 40 freaking one. And it was easy for him, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like
super efficient.
And then you finally turned up the defense enough in your, like, end-of-game scenarios there, at all three of your end-of-game type scenarios, getting steals or quality looks. I mentioned kind of in our, like, preview earlier, like, our diversity of scoring and even guys like getting their couple minutes, like Kerwin in the second half went off for like 13 straight in like 5 minutes. And then Chance wasn't doing anything all game, turned it on the last few minutes and in overtime, you know, had the key, couple key and ones in the putback bucket for the tie there. And like, it wasn't all Toppin. Like, some other guys contributed at very, very key times. Anderson with some steals in there. And so, very crazy team effort. It took us till the second overtime to finally wear them out and foul them out enough and outlast them.
That's really what it was just outlasting them, because they had you like multiple times where you had to figure out something.
And you were down like multiple possessions in those
end-of-game
scenarios.
You were down four in the first overtime and wasn't looking good. And you had a turnover, and they had a chance to make it a 6-point, 7-point game. And it kind of felt like that could have been the kill shot. But, you know, luckily you're able to keep finding players, plays and buckets. And when you needed something, you went to Toppin, and he was just super reliable for you. They could not stop him. 41 points on 17 of 22. From the field.
That's
like, he
crazy.
Was just a machine, a monster in this game. 15 rebounds on top of that. I saw he's the first player in like 30 years to have 40 and 15. Mm-hmm. So doing something that you haven't seen anybody do in 30 years of basketball, carrying this team. Darian Williams had his best offensive game for you this season, 27 points for him. Him and Toppin were really controlling the game. They were kind of able to do whatever they wanted to offensively, which this was a game where I saw a lot of people say it, like, you know, teams in the past don't win this game, but you can win this game because you have the offensive weapons that can keep up in a game like this. Like, a lot of teams in the country, like, I don't care how good you are, don't win a game where a team makes 13 threes like that and they're just hitting every single shot like over and over and over again. It was a crazy offensive game from Arizona State. A lot of teams lose that in that situation.
You're playing, this is like the minutes list, Toppin 44, Williams 44, Chance played 49 of 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Christian Anderson played 38. Like, a lot of teams just can't play that much with their key guys. because they wear out too much, you know?
They wear out. And luckily, like, we weren't fouling in this game because they were taking jump shots, you know? They weren't going to the basket. They were just knocking down jump shots. So you weren't really fouling, so you were able to play these guys and never really have to worry about foul trouble.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you were going attacking the basket a lot, which caused them to get some guys in foul trouble, which ultimately benefited you at the end of the game where a couple of them fouled out. It's crazy looking back on this box score. To me, it feels like every Arizona State player scored like 40 points in this game, but like their high score only had 22 points. And I'm like, man, it feels like every one of their dudes had 30 points. Like
they spread it out crazy. It was 15, 16, 18, 21, 22, and then a couple others with a sprinkle in there.
One guy was 4 of 5 from three.
Shout out to Adam Miller, number 44, who went freaking Donovan Mitchell ISO mode in overtime and making every 17-footer he could.
That was the crazy part to me is, like, it wasn't one dude. It wasn't like you could sigh because 44 wasn't shooting it because number one was making all the shots, his shots, and then number five was coming in and making all the shots.
Well,
it was like,
five went 4 for 5 from three.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous shot-making performance from them and just great resilience from this Red Raider team to find the right plays to make the, you know, make the best of their opportunities. I thought Christian Anderson was superb in the overtimes, made some phenomenal plays. The steal there, you know, unfortunately it was like chaos after the steal, but you know, they have the ball with a chance to get the last shot and he makes a play, causes some, you know, causes a turnover. Unfortunately, you weren't able to capitalize on it, but then later in the second overtime, he gets a steal and it's on the ground and they're coming to trap him. And he makes one of the craziest passes, just bounces the ball right between the defender's legs. Cool as the other side of the pillow on that play. Just nonchalantly bounces it through the dude's legs and an incredible play. He made some shots, had a nice assist to JT Toppin. Christian Anderson's just been so fun to watch. But it was a wild game at the USA on a Wednesday night. It's not what anybody expected to see. But these are the kind of games that good teams find ways to win, right? Like have a team having their best performance of the year. And you're somehow able to grind it out and get a victory. Any other like thoughts you had from this victory over Arizona State?
Yeah, back to Darian real quick because he had a great offensive game, by far his best in like a month probably.
Yeah,
you know, since he started tweaking his ankles. And shout out to the dumb girl sitting behind us who hated Darian Williams back down post play. Now, granted, it hadn't been amazing in the last couple of weeks, but it was working great that night. They were still hating on the Darian play, and it was working great. So I think he did great. He did amazing.
Yeah, 27 points. Do something.
They didn't know ball.
Do something. I was like, oh my gosh.
They didn't know ball.
They're not big like basketball people because I've heard them ask some things that I'm just like, you don't know what that is. So, you know, they're just getting into it, but still they were very frustrated by the Darian Williams play. And I'll say 27 points looked pretty good to me. They didn't have the size to match with Darian and JT and what they could do down low. So, it's an impressive win. I saw some people kind of poo-poo it on Twitter. Like, you should never be in this situation with a team like this. But basketball, and that's why we love sports. It's like sometimes teams are going to have incredible shooting games like this. Like,
and usually you chalk up a loss to these kind of games when the team is that on fire like that.
Like, I don't see, you know, you don't apologize for conference wins. Like, these are good basketball teams. Arizona State has got good basketball players. They have a 5-star. Of course, he didn't play, but, you know, they've got dudes on that team. Like, I would take all those dudes like in the transfer portal if they enter the portal after seeing that kind of shooting performances that they put on. Like, they looked really impressive. So, like, this happens. Like, they're good teams. Teams can catch fire like that, and you know, a lot of teams don't win that game. So I thought it was an impressive, resilient performance from the Red Raiders to get that win in front of the home crowd. Was fun. And then they carried that momentum over to today where the Red Raiders just dominated Oklahoma State. And it was never really in doubt from this one. You know, there's little moments where the game was a little close, got it to 5 points, I think, with like 10 minutes left in the first half. And then you turned it on from there, never looked back. A 93-55 victory, just dominant over the Oklahoma State Cowboys in a pretty empty arena. So no home court advantage for them. A lot of orange seats there that were empty. But real fun game from the Red Raiders. Like we kind of mentioned, hadn't got to watch this team really dominate a team like this since the Utah game, which was a long time ago now.
Yep.
So it was good to see this team handle business the way they did. 16 threes, the second time that this team has made 16 threes on the season in a game, tying the all-time record for Texas Tech. Wanted so badly for Jack Francis to make that three and break the record. That would have been awesome. But just another dominant performance. JT Toppin, 32 points, 12 rebounds. What a week for JT Toppin. Everybody pitching in this one. Like I said earlier, Darian Williams, only 5 points in this game, and you're able to win by that many points, 93-55. Christian Anderson keeps doing his thing, 16 points, made 4 threes. Kevin Overton, kind of a bounce back game from him. Good to see him knock some shots down. He made 3 threes on his way to 13 points. Chance McMillan, 10 points. Elijah Hawkins, 11 points. JT Toppin, of course, 32. Kerwin, a couple threes. Darian Williams, only 5 points. But dominant victory. Your thoughts from this just, like I keep saying, dominant victory over Oklahoma State today.
Ass whooping. That's the word you're looking for.
Belt to ass.
I just kept texting some people in our group, and like, I would love to blow out a team that we are far superior than.
Yes.
We haven't been able to do it all year. You know, we let them hang around at our place a little bit. And then today we just put them down pretty early. We had a little hiccup in the early first half with some, you know, unforced turnovers. And then we kind of got that straightened out. Cruised to a 20-point halftime lead. And then cruised to almost a 40-point dub. I mean, Jack Francis was in before the under 4 timeout.
Love to see that. Big minutes. That's big incredible. Minutes for Jack Francis. Today.
That's when I turned the game off and went and took my dog on a walk. Because I was like, well, this is over.
Yeah.
That's going to be a long stretch for Jack Francis. He's going to get tired. But it was, great to see us go in, handle a team with no superior skill. Definitely no one better than you. On the court, no home court advantage going on. They don't care to watch this crappy team anyways and blow a team out. And then, Toppin, I feel like today was kind of a quiet 30 points for him just because we were cruising so well. You know, we didn't really notice or take note of all his buckets that he got, but another dominating down low performance on the boards and 30 plus points. So, he's got to get Big 12 Player of the Week, right? Unless Hunter Dickinson did something average.
Yeah, well, you know, Big 12 loves Hunter Dickinson. I tweeted out, I was like, he should win Big 12 Player and Newcomer because that's what he would do. But they'll probably find a way to get another guy mentioned because that's only reserved for Hunter Dickinson for some reason. Big 12 makes no sense sometimes, but. I mean, there's not really a whole lot to take away from this game other than the fact that you just played really good basketball together as a team. You had 23 assists. That's a really good number.
Yeah, you were moving and sharing the ball really well.
God, there was that one possession. The game was already in hand when we just pass, right down to JT Toppin wide.
Someone drove in, kicked to the corner, and then they
zip, swung,
and Darian quickly to Toppin and it was beautiful.
It was like the Spurs when they just move the ball like that. Like that's what that possession looked like. It just the ball was moving. The offense was clicking today. Guys were knocking down their shots. JT was doing his thing down low. He was again efficient. Like that's probably the most impressive thing to me is scoring 40 and then 30 back to back. Did it on 12 of 17 shooting, knocking down 7 of 7 free throws. Knocked down a three in each of these games. Like, he's not taking a whole lot of volume with these shots. He's making them, and he's being really efficient. And that's like really impressive to watch. Hawkins, I thought, knocked down some big threes for you. Continues to do, control the pace of the offense. And then, I just can't get enough of Christian Anderson. This kid's just been so much fun to watch. 16 points for him today, knocking down threes, just making shit happen left and right. Like, he makes some, like, at least one or two incredible passes every game, or really just smart, intelligent plays that you're like, how is a freshman making that kind of play? A dominant victory, kind of something that you needed to see from this team. You got another point.
One last thing. I was a little worried with Wednesday night's long ass game that took a ton of effort, you know, scoring 110 points, 111, how much that would take out of you and how you would play in this game. Not that Oklahoma State would force you to anything, but you would just kind of be tired or careless or what it may be. And you showed none of that at all, to be honest. And so that was very affirming to watch and see.
Yeah, and nice to get that victory because, you know, Toppin only had to play 25 minutes. And
Chance, you guys need some easier rest-type games like this.
Yeah, you didn't have to play them the whole, you know, 35 minutes in this game. Hawkins played 34, and he was your leading minute getter in this game. But everybody else, 20 minutes. And so that was probably pretty nice for them after what we had to go through on Wednesday. And winning streak at two games now as you look to build on that. Any other tidbits from the victories?
No.
Today also, the Texas Tech Red Raiders came in at the 13th overall seed, the number 1-4 seed in the bracket reveal today, where they announced the top 16 seeds in the NCAA tournament as of today. We knew we were going to be in that conversation, but to fall as the first, you know, number 4 seed in the brackets, a good thing. You've obviously got some runway here to build on that. So there's opportunity to go higher in the seeds and maybe find yourself as a 3 seed. Who knows what could happen if you somehow find a way to win out, maybe find yourself as a 2 seed in the tournament. But what'd you think about the reveal today and where Texas Tech stands?
Appropriately ranked.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not concerned about these rankings or March Madness stuff because we're pretty much in, and I'm focused on Big 12 play and title race and at the very least getting a top 4 seed for the Big 12 tournament because you get double buys for that. So you'll get some rest in there. So that's pretty big as well. And so keep pushing for the Big 12 title, at least get yourself in that, keep yourself in this top 3 conversation at this point. But yeah, appropriately ranked is what I would say for that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's kind of right where you want to be on that 3-4 line. You know, I would love us to get up to a 3 seed here. I never like being in that 4-5 range because you know that, you know, you're usually playing a pretty good mid-major in that first round, then you're following that up with, you know, playing a, you know, 5 seed or the 4 seed or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like to get to the 3, give yourself a little bit of a better draw. 3 seeds have been kind to the Red Raiders.
True.
As well. So I'd like to see us get to that 3. If there's a way to get to the 2, obviously we'd love that. But yeah, I'm more care that, you know, we're locked into the tournament. We're going to be there. That's what I care about right now. Go figure out how to win some games here in the Big 12. Like you said, you're still in the title race while, you know, you're 2 games back of Houston, but you still have a chance. There's opportunities. Houston still's got games to play. They've got to come here. So there's a chance to compete, try to get one of those top seeds in the Big 12 tournament, get a bye, get some rest, but continue to rack up some wins. And you'll be one of the top teams in this tournament. And so, it's good to see, like, you getting that recognition. You know, we're not big poll guys here, not looking for that stuff. Just want to see where we're at in the tournament because that's what matters to me. And of course, these are projections, so we're hoping that the Red Raiders continue to get some victories and secure one of those top seeds in the bracket. Up next for the Red Raiders is a Tuesday night battle at TCU on that god awful court against that god awful coach Jamie Dixon. They're coming off of, I don't know what they did today. I haven't looked at their score. I haven't seen what they played, but you know, they did just beat Oklahoma State on a crazy buzzer beater on Wednesday night. But this is another team, much like Oklahoma State, that you're better than, just a that shitty court. I don't know what it brings out of us, but we just don't play well when we go to Fort Worth.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a tough watch.
Yeah, I never like watching this game. But, you know, hopefully you can kind of take what you did today and carry that on to you in Fort Worth and go handle TCU, beat a team that you know that you're better than, and take care of business. And then it's back home for two big ones, Saturday versus West Virginia, and then the biggest home game of the season, the Houston Cougars come to town, and that one will be people will be ready for it after what we all know what happened in the last one. Victory, awesome overtime victory, but JT Toppin getting kicked out early, so the crowd will be ready for that one. Your thoughts on this upcoming slate for the Red Raiders?
We need to win the next two.
Yeah.
The two easier ones. Have a 4-game win streak going into that huge one Monday night with Houston, because you just mentioned all the things on the line with Houston and that Big 12 title race that I was talking about. And so take care of your business against these lesser teams. You know, don't take them for granted, but take care of business like you did Oklahoma State today. Make them a little easier possibly and come out full swing, dialed in Monday night, because that's going to be a big one.
Yeah. Just your points exactly. Take care of business. Do what you need to do. Do what good teams go in and do on the road. It's beat a team that you're significantly better than. And then West Virginia here, you know, the crowd's going to be amped up for that one. And then we'll be geared up for a big Monday night game. Could possibly be a top 10 matchup at the USA if you know, you take care of business that Monday, that polls get released. You're number 12 right now in the AP, so there's a chance that you could crack that top 10 if you take care of business. So we'll be a big one that Monday night. Big games coming up. Every game's a big one right now for the Red Raiders as they are in the thick of a Big 12 title race. 3 losses in conference play, 11-3 overall, your best start in Big 12 play ever. Texas Tech. So enjoying the run and continue to enjoy the run and get ready for a Tuesday night battle versus TCU, 7 p.m. tip on ESPN+. I'm excited for that one. Excited for Texas Tech basketball. It's been a really fun season. Enjoying year two of the Grant McCaslin era. Enjoying these players. Enjoying this run. Enjoyed that victory today. But before we get out of here for the week, Dustin, final shots for us. What you got?
I just want to give a quick shout out to all the spring sports for Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Women's indoor track is ranked number one.
Boom.
Men's indoor track is ranked fourth. Softball is ranked 11th. Obviously, men's basketball is ranked 12th, maybe going higher.
Yep.
Women's tennis and men's golf are both ranked 23rd.
Boom.
So many Tech sports on the map right now. Ludwig just hit a hole in one earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that.
So things are going good in the spring for Texas Tech, man.
You failed to mention one in there. Texas Tech baseball. Oof.
Not quite ranked.
Start.
I do have faith we're going to have a bounce back year from last year. Now, didn't fare too well playing the number 6 team North Carolina in the country. So don't freak out, everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of skies falling tweets on already. And I'm like, guys, we're playing a team that was in the super regional or that was in Omaha last year, number 6 team in the country. Like, yeah, so on the road, it's okay. Well, so I'm not gonna make my judgments yet, but spring sports going well. Softball, you know, almost heartbreaker of a loss to Texas last night, but the number 1 team in the country, and you took them to 9 innings. But they've also been off to a good start this season. So, spring sports are a full go right now for the Red Raiders, and enjoy all the sports right now. These Saturdays over the next few weeks are going to be busy with a lot of stuff going on. My final shot, Super Bowl. We haven't got to talk about it yet, but not a whole lot to talk about. It was a boring game. Eagles just dominated when you can get the 6 sacks by only rushing 4. Well, that's how the game's going to go. Patrick was obviously never comfortable. Probably the worst game of his career. Brutal watch, unfortunate for the Chiefs. No three-peat, but still pretty impressive run for the Kansas City Chiefs to make it to 3 straight Super Bowls and even have a chance of three-peating. Still impressive, but it was a bummer to watch on that Sunday. You did get to go to bed early, so, you know.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff done around the house because of it. And, Yeah, they just kicked their ass everywhere. Just an ass kicker. That's all you can say.
It's just crazy to me that they, like, if you told me the Saquon stats.
Yeah, like, I said, like, that's what I was worried about the most, and they.
Didn't matter. Just didn't matter. Didn't matter. But football is over for now, so, next up's the draft, and then on to the off season, and
yeah,
all the juicy news there. So, of course, the NFL news doesn't stop. NBA, All-Star deadline, so.
Whoopee.
Sports are good right now, but yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for us this week. Wanted to get an episode in, as we said. So quick session to talk about Texas Tech's last few games. We hope you guys enjoy your week rooting for the Red Raiders as they continue this basketball season and as the spring sports are all getting started. Have a good week, and as always, we will catch y'all at.